last night. For the first time in over 5 years, Rainey had dreamed of her mother's death. The blood and brains on the wall. The smell. The god-awful stench of seeping human fluids and fresh gunpowder settling into the carpet. The headless body slumped on the floor, looking so strange and alien, Rainey wouldn't have known it was her mother except for the bottle of Jim Beam still clutched in her lifeless hand. And as she'd been staring, 17 years old again, gray matter dripping down onto her hair, Danny O'Grady had come walking out of the kitchen and calmly handed her the smoking shotgun. "I only did what you wanted done," he'd said, then exited out her front door. Rainey had woken up in a cold sweat at 4 in the morning, shivering uncontrollably. She forced herself to walk into the tiny living area, where the brown carpet and gold-flowered wallpaper had long ago been replaced. She studied every single aspect of the room. New, modern, 14 years later. And she could have sworn she saw blood on the ceiling. Rainey went back to bed. But she knew from the trembles in her hands when she woke up an hour later that her dreams had still been unkind. This case was getting to her. She hadn't expected that after all these years. It frightened her, and it made her mad. "I want dinner," she stated abruptly, standing up at the crude desk and beginning to gather her things. Quincy looked up from his notebook. His expression was mild, but he'd discarded his jacket, rolled up his sleeves, and loosened his burgundy tie. It made him look more approachable. It also emphasized the dark circles beneath his eyes. Apparently, Super Agent hadn't been sleeping much even before arriving in Bakersville. "They have food in this town?" he asked with feigned surprise. "And here I thought we skipped lunch out of necessity." "Lunch is for sissies," Rainey said. "Come on, I'll take you to Martha's Diner. Best chicken fried steak in town." Quincy raised a skeptical brow, maybe questioning Martha's claim to fame, maybe already anticipating his arteries hardening. Either way, he grabbed his navy blue jacket and followed.